Okay, good evening. Tonight, Beis Hashem, we're going to do Simon Shin Nun Si'if Aleph. This is page 406, page Reish Gimel Amud Beis. It says the Shulchan Aruch, Omeid Adam Bereshus Yachin Motzi Yadu L'Reshus Rab Metatal Shom Chafatzim Shenim Tzrichim Lo B'magam Shu Omeid. A person who's standing in the Reshus Yachin could reach over into the Reshus Rabim and move things around in the Reshus Rabim as long as there are items that he doesn't need to have in the Reshus Yachin, that he's perfectly happy leaving in the Reshus Rabim. Shenot Amikanam Anichin Kan, that you pick him up over here, you put him down over here, all within four amos, obviously, within the Rishus Rabim, that's fine. Ubulvachli Avirim, Arba Amos, as long as you don't carry it more than four amos. Velochashina and Shem Yaviyame love, Kivim Shem Zichon Bakum Shua Meid Shab. And we're not worried that you might come to bring it in to the Rishus Yachid because you don't need them in Rishus Yachid. So why would you come to do that? Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Alif, Shenim Zichon Lob Makum, Filuhim Kalim Noim, even if they're very nice Kalim. But you don't need them there. We're not concerned you're going to bring them in. Shlo yavirim arbamos, but you do have to be careful not to move them for amos. Pirish afal pishu amid b'rishus yachid. Even though you are in a rishus yachid, rak shabiyado mol chayfetz arbamos mimakum shumuna chatzof arbamos b'rishus rabim. But the item that you're moving is in rishus rabim, so you can't move it for amos. Vim hevir chayiv, and if you do move it, it's chayiv of it's daraisa. Va'afilu mikbiel lemalam esar tvachim kivin shul b'sofin yuchal aris. Even if while in transit you lifted it up more than 10 tefachim off the ground, because at the end of the day you moved it 4 amos in Rosh Hashanah. Back in the Shulchan Aruch, Hilkach mutal amud b'Rosh Hashanah, lital mavtech b'Rosh Hashiachid v'leftach sham. Therefore, if you're standing in Rosh Hashanah, you could reach into a Rosh Hashiachid to pick up a key and then use that key in the Rosh Hashiachid and open the door in the Rosh Hashiachid v'chein Rosh Hashiachid Rosh Hashanah. And the same would be true if you were standing in Rosh Hashiachid and picking something up in a Rosh Hashanah and utilizing it there in the Rishus HaRabim. Let's see Sivkat and Gimel. Lital Mavtech b'Rishus HaYachid. Hainu Shamavtech Munach Sham Mikvar V'Notel Misham Poseach HaDelas. We're talking about you're standing in the Rishus HaRabim and there's a key already in the Rishus HaYachid. So all you do is you pick up that key in the Rishus HaYachid and you use it in the Rishus HaYachid. Umayri Bo'ofen Shalidei Netilas HaMavtech Mimakomo Eino Over Alis Rotzah. Obviously it has to be where that key remains in the Rishus HaYachid the whole time, that you don't violate. So it's hard to imagine, right? Because if you're standing at the doorstep, so when you pick up a key, how's it already in the Rishus HaYachid? You stick it into the door and you open the door, it goes into the Rishus HaYachid, but how is it already in the Rishus HaYachid? So he says, Kigon Shiesh Ganok Mibachutz, he's the Marpeset, he says, Lebayis Vaganok also Bimachitz in Rishus HaYachid, that you're standing on a porch that itself is a Rishus HaYachid. Or maybe the key is already stuck inside the door in some way. So we're not worried that you're going to come to move it to where you are, because why would you? Why would you take it out to the Rishus Rabim? You don't need it out in the Rishus Rabim. Right, the case would be that you're standing in a Rishus HaYachid and you're using the key that's in a Rishus HaRabim to open up a store that's in a Rishus HaRabim. There's a lot more to say on this, but now is not the time to talk about it, and that's why we have such short Mishnah Berurah tonight. So says the Shulchan Aruch Weiter, what you should not do is stand in a Rishus HaYachid and stick your head out to the Rishus Rabim and drink there, or stand in Rishus Rabim and stick your head into Rishus HaYachid and drink there. Unless you bring the majority of your body into the place where you are drinking. Because in that case, you need the water. And since you need the water, we're concerned that you're going to bring it to you. Sivkat and Vav, Ubein Shamayim Nesunim B'Kelim Noim or Einam Noim. And it doesn't matter whether the Mayim is in nice Kelim or not. V'chein Kol Keyotze B'Zeba Achun Malbushin V'Shein Chafetz Matzichon Malbimkomo. Bottom line is, if it's something that you need in the place where you are, then there's a much greater concern that you're going to come to bring it to the place that you are. Aval, back in the Shulchan Aruch Motel, Lamed B'Rishus Yachid O B'Rishus Rabim V'Lishtos B'Karmelis O Ipcha. But what you are allowed to do is that you could stand in either Rishus Yachid or Rishus Rabim and lean over and drink in the Carmelis even without Rosh Ovarubo in the Carmelis. Why? Sifkatan Zayin, the Rishus Ram Gufa, who rak mitam gzera shami yivan, that's the logazun gzera. Meaning the reason you're not allowed to do that even from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabim is only a gzera, lest you come to bring it to where you are. But by a Carmelis, where even if you were to bring it to where you are, it would only be a violation of a drabanan, so it's a gzera le gzera. Then says the Shulchan Aruch, v'yesh mefarshim. There are those that say the chafatz matzrichim lo. The definition of chafatz matzrichim lo, which we said we're concerned that you're going to carry inside, haynu kelim noim shutzarich lem. That's only if they're nice kelim. Avim him kelim sheinam noim. But if they're junky kelim, mutal lishtos bem. You're allowed to drink from them. Afal pishlo tziroshu rubel shoshu tzavar levad. You drink from plastic cup. You can just stick out your neck into the other rishus and drink from there, and you don't have to worry that the guy's going to come to bring it inside. And all other movements other than drinking, you'd even be allowed to move kelim noim shlo gazru ela bekelim noim ubishosam hamshu mekarben lefiv. That according to this second, much more makel opinion, there were only goes there a nice kelim that you also happen to be drinking from, where there's a much greater concern you'll bring it inside because it's already close to your mouth, you're already using it, and they're very nice things. Says the Mishaburus of Kadon Ches, V'yesh Mefarshim, V'yikr Kisvar Rishona. But the Ikr is like the first, more machmir shita. So what we learned tonight, first of all, is that the first opinion in Shulchan Aruch is that if you're standing in Rishus HaYachid and moving items around in a Rishus HaRabim that you do not need in the Rishus HaYachid, that is mutter, and therefore we have the application of moving keys in one Rishus to the other. And we also said that if you are standing in one Rishus and you want to drink water in another Rishus, you need to put Rosh Ovarubo in that other Rishus. I should have mentioned that within the first point, that it has to be Kelim She'inim Tzrichim. Though, if it's Kelim that you do need, then we are concerned that you're going to carry them inside. And then we said that that when it comes to drinking, that we're Choshesh, unless you put Rosh Ovarubo in the Rishus where you're drinking, that you're going to come to bring the water in to where you are. But there's no such concern with the Carmelis. And then we quoted a second opinion, the Shulchan Aruch quoted a second opinion that's more makil, that that only nice kalim are a concern, and only if you're drinking are the nice kalim a concern. If you're not drinking, then they are not a concern, and if you're drinking but it's not nice kalim, it's you're drinking out of a plastic cup, that is also not a concern, and you don't need Rosh of Ruba to be there. But the Mishnah Berurah says we pass on like the first opinion, which is the more machmir of the two opinions. Everyone have a wonderful evening. Baruch Hashem, on Sunday we'll pick up with Sif and Beis and Gimel, and also Sif Aleph of Shin Nun Aleph, which is the entirety of Shin Nun Aleph. Baruch Hashem. Okay, good Shabbos, everybody.